James Stewart has written a riveting book that he calls Tangled Webs. Mr. Stewart, you say so many important things in this book, which, as I have said to you off camera, is a page-turner. It's one of the, holy cow, is this going to get worse, going to get better? I stayed up way too late reading. Among the really important pieces that came through to me loudly and clearly is your statement that the enemy of virtue is indifference.
Right.
That comes very close to somebody who says, the only thing Americans hate worse than a cheater is a snitch.
Right.
How in the world do you get your hands around the indifference that goes with that kind of an attitude, that it's worse to tell somebody is cheating than the cheating itself?
Yeah, I mean, the problem indifference is vast, and how we get at this, I don't know. It's like going around now, like, talking about this book and trying to sort of sound the alarm, because, look, most people, I think, are very decent people. They want to do the right thing. They, if asked, would you ever lie under oath? No, of course not. They would never do that. They don't believe that they would. And yet you see other well-meaning people drawn into these stories. They either end up lying themselves, participating in a lie, enabling it, even though I'm sure if asked in the abstract, they would have never said they would have done it. Why? Because they're competing virtues. The duty to tell the law, to tell the truth, the obligation to obey the law is coming into conflict with something like loyalty or greed or getting more money. I mean, you see it happening, and that's when the real issues begin. But for many people, what's sad to me about it is that we do have to care about this on some fundamental level, even if it isn't immediately happening to us. We have to, as citizens and members of a community, we have to be able to care about people and incidents that are not what's happening in our own immediate life. And the self-absorption that you see in these characters is not confined, in my experience, only the most celebrated, powerful, wealthy people in the country. It seems to be filtering at an ever lower level, and I can only think that education is a big part of it, and reading is a big part of it, because what happens when you read? You are experiencing things that aren't happening to yourself as vividly as though they were, and I believe that is how we as a culture have always conveyed great truths.
And also, reading as opposed to watching television and lots of other things is interactive. It allows you to be critical. I found myself time and time and again thumbing back in the book to make sure mm-hmm. I had the names right or the circumstances right. Or it turns out the guy came from Drexel Burnham. Oh, I get it. And he's still running an office in the SEC. Is having worked for Drexel Burnham a crime? No. However, when you start putting the pieces together, but I say all that because a book allows you to exercise your critical faculties, and as much as anything, we seem to have lost the ability to do that. It doesn't seem to be taught in schools. We teach people how to take tests. Those are not antithetical, but they're unrelated.
And it's more than just flipping through the headlines of a paper. Right. The sitting down, and it sort of builds on, I think, what Bill was just saying, it's quite different to have been flipping through and, oh, yeah, I saw the headline, and you see these pieces day by day. It's different when you've gone back and you've assembled the pieces and told me the whole story than if I had read every single day's newspaper telling me the pieces. It's different.
Right. I mean, these are all the main stories I tell are celebrated cases. They were covered in the media. Although people who think they already know the story, I would encourage to actually read them.
Absolutely, because it's different.
It's very different. But
we were saying earlier,
I could have written a whole book on each one of these, and maybe they deserve a book. But to me, the power of it comes from the synthesis, from building as you move from one case, and then you begin to see the similarities and the differences, and then the pattern grows, the consequences grow, the tapestry becomes richer, and to me, only by the time you've seen all four of these stories do you get the full scope of the problem.
That is that
we are facing a crisis in this country, and that we need to stand up and do something about it. It's not just that what happened in one case, it's what's happening across a wide range of cultural and business fields, and I mean, it's It's media and business in Martha Stewart. It's politics in Bernie Madoff. It's sports and entertainment in Barry Bonds. And it's Wall Street with billions of dollars of losses to innocent victims in Bernie Madoff. So you get a sense of the scope of the problem, the urgency of the problem, the consequences of the problem, and what can be done about it. And to me as a writer, you know, you talk about the reading experience. This to me is so important. I mean, I'm getting a little worked up here on your show, but my my job is not to try to take a club and hit people over the heads and say, you've got to think this is important. I'm an old school adherent to the show, don't tell school of writing. And what I'm trying to do is create the picture, create the information so that readers can synthesize this on their own and draw their own conclusions, whatever they are, because to me, that's how you change hearts and minds.
This is James Stewart. We're going to be back in just a minute, and then Bill can say what it is he was going to say. Bill Russell, I, Paula Gordon, James Stewart, we'll all be back. Join us.